A reading from the Gospel of Mark. John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and people came and said to Jesus, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus said to them, "The wedding guests cannot fast while the bridegroom is with them, can they? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old cloak. Otherwise, the patch pulls away from it, the new from the old, and a worse tear is made. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is lost, and so are the skins. But one puts new wine into fresh wineskins." The Gospel of the Lord. I saw a bumper sticker the other day. It's wonderful. "Write your hurts in the sand, carve your blessings in stone." And it's true. It's so true. But there's something even more true when you apply that to this gospel. Write your hurts in the sand, but carve your blessings in stone. There's an appropriateness to our response to the world. And the apostles knew Jesus in his life and were so blessed in that time that when the tables were turned and Jesus was gone and they faced their own deaths, they had the faith to endure and even bless God at those moments. It was because they stored those blessings up that they had when Jesus was there that they had the strength to be the people they were after he had gone. Thus it should be for us. Sometimes it's the cycles of our lives, like it was with the apostles. There are good times and bad times. But sometimes it's the moments of the day. And good and bad come and go as quickly as seconds tick on the clock. But it's not just that we drink in the blessings when it's good and hold our breath through the hard times. No. The point is that good times and bad each have their own kind of blessing and should elicit their own kind of response from us. And we just need to respond appropriately, whatever the world is. So when we get a blessing, we drink it in. We let it feed our souls. We acknowledge it as coming from the God who loves us and wants us to be blessed. And from the God we acknowledge as wanting the world to be this way, full of blessings. But when we come to challenges, to pain, and to suffering, then it's time to acknowledge our need for God's grace. That's when we come to really see that the world is not yet as God would have it be. And we can even, probably, in all honesty, come to see that our faith is not all that it needs to be. That we are shaken in ways that, "Why are you shaking my soul? Don't you know? Don't you remember?" And in ways it doesn't. And so in times that need sacrifice, we sacrifice to purify our faith and to purify ourselves and ask God to purify us in ways that we can't. All that relying on the fact that we did know a time when we were blessed, and we drank that in. This is how we are faithful disciples, in good times and in bad.